Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5, Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel, 107.5 FM, Greenville, South Carolina. The Jalapeno Channel, 87.9 FM, Sioux Falls, South Dakota. And numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with The Trenches by Pop Evil. It is, well, it's thoroughly confusing. Thursday is the 25th day of July. It's 12:04 Pacific time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program. Listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 667-770-1530. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 667-770-1530. Then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. And of course, you're going to have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. It is currently 78 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 85 degrees and a low of 47. We're supposed to be having thunderclouds move in, so get ready to breathe some smoke, I suppose. Anyways,
Henry,
yes, ma'am?
Internet not coming in.
Okay. Let's just take a look at that. Test. Showing it broadcasting. Wait, this is
it takes about 15 seconds after you do that to see if it's working.
Let's see here. We'll restart it.
Nope.
Test. Take the whole son of a bitch down and start over again. Nothing through yet, huh?
I'll try again.
Test.
Nothing yet.
Oakley dokey.
Oh, here it comes.
Oh, shit. And I just turned it off again.
Oh, it's back.
Okay, it says it's streaming now. Okay, we're good. Let me get this other stuff back up. All righty then. Where in the hell? Yeah, we're going to run through the break and we'll be right back. And I've discovered something pretty cool yesterday. I'll let you guys in on it. I'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT,
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5
Micro FM,
Chiloquin,
the
state
of
Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
All righty then, we'll go ahead and get over on the propaganda page. But I was watching, trying to pick up the different things of Netanyahu. It's I don't know what you call it, a splattering of lies, and then the trained SEALs. And that's what that audience reminded me of, was, you know, like they teach the SEALs to clap and, because it was fucking ridiculous, man. He'd say something like, oh, I got to itch my ear. But in the meantime, there was like a break in it. And I guess they had hearings on the big shooting, on the assassination attempt for Trump. And they have this, you know, their head asshole out there. And they cut, this is the part they cut out to do for this little spot. And the guy goes, there's been a lot of questions about how this asshole was supposed to be, got the gun on the roof without anybody seeing it, says he. And then he says, it is possible that it could have had a folding stock. What's wrong with that, people? They recovered the rifle. These people don't know when they pick up, and they said it was an AR-15 style rifle. They don't know when they pick up a rifle that has a folding fucking stock on it. That was a big fucking tell, man. I'm telling you right now, I don't believe it one goddamn bit that it happened. It was another fucking false flag. And it was all because nobody was paying attention to that goddamn election. Nobody was. There they are now. Kind of. I think Netanyahu kind of fucked him yesterday. Because, I mean, arrest Netanyahu, U.S. Congresswoman Rashida Tlaib says, let's see what she has to say. The Palestinian Chronicle, Netanyahu is a war criminal. Yes. Committed genocide against the Palestinian people. Yes. It is utterly disgraceful that leaders from both parties have invited him to address Congress. Rashida Tlaib said in a statement on Tuesday. Yes. He invites himself. He's the fucking king. He says, show up, you fucking show up. The people that don't, ooh, they're going to be in trouble. He must not have had no pictures of them yet. He should be arrested and sent to the International Criminal Court, she added. Well, I don't know. If they don't have any goddamn more power than they have, what would be the use? I mean, they've already got him convicted in their fucking goddamn genocide. He should be sent to a fucking court. Well, we should have our courts back, and he should be sent to the United States, being as he tried to involve our people in this fucking genocide. And the only people that you can fucking look to, I mean, like I said, the clapping seals, that's just a handful of fucking, they ain't no people to talk about. But he just said, oh, there's just when he talked about the protests outside, oh, there's just a few out there. There was more than a fucking few. And people were getting fucking down. And I agree with the people that talk about the fucking flag. You don't fly that fucking Palestinian flag. You don't fly that fucking American flag because that's the corporation's flag. You fly that Bill of Rights fucking flag. And you scream fucking genocide as loud as you fucking can. If you want to protest, if that's how you're going to ease your conscience from what you've seen with your own fucking eyes. Netanyahu arrived in Washington late Monday to address a joint session of Congress. Not really. Half of them didn't show up. He is scheduled to give his speech today. The Israeli leader is also expected to meet U.S. Well, he ain't U.S. president. He's Lord Shitty Pants at the White House on Thursday and is scheduled to have an audience Friday with Republican con man, liar, candidate, Lord fucking Trump at his residence in Florida. Trump, you fucker. Celebrating ethnic cleansing. Tlaib, a Palestinian American lawmaker, which can't exist, shouldn't fucking exist. There are no goddamn hyphenated Americans. And nobody who's saying that they're put another country in the fucking into the fucking mix and hold up another fucking flag, they all should be fucking taken, put up against the fucking wall too. This is the United States of the Americas. And there is no constitution here. Don't think there is. And that's all that's what that fucking flag stands for. That flag stands for the fucking hijacking. It stands for the fucking constitution that never was. The one that stands for we the people has the Bill of Rights on it or the Gadsden snake on it. And I'm sick of looking at that too. I know there are a bunch of fucking communists from the state of Michigan. That does not excuse fucking genocide ever. Said the U.S. Provided more than $141 billion in weapons to Israel to fund the ethnic cleansing of Palestinians since 1948, including $17.9 billion since October. And don't forget, they get their annual $38 billion from the fucking taxpayers. We pay them taxes. Those dirty cocksuckers, a foreign fucking king. You treasonous son of a bitches. They're not even treasonous. They're fucking goddamn paid fucking goddamn actors for the fucking Israeli government. That's all you can fucking say. Stressing that Netanyahu's apartheid regime had already killed more than 39,000 Palestinians in the Gaza Strip, he said, yet my colleagues and the Biden administration continue to approve more funding and send more weapons, more 2,000-pound bombs to blow up so that little kids can be trapped in little 8, 9, 10, little tiny kids even, trapped in the fucking rubble and die a slow, fucking miserable death that you can't even imagine. Make no mistake, this event is a celebration of the ethnic cleansing of the Palestinians. It is a sad day for our, it ain't no fucking democracy either, bitch, and it ain't no fucking republic. It's just the free state of the free individual sovereign nationals of the United States of the little U United, little S states of the little A Americas. We're fucking individual free sovereign nationals. We own this fucking joint exclusively. And to tell you what, Netanyahu, you can take your fucking kike buddies and get the fuck out. And you and those who are participating in this handing over fucking 2,000-pound bombs to blow up babies, every one of you motherfuckers can rot too. You will answer for your crimes. When my colleagues will smile for a photo op with a man who is actively committing genocide, she added, no shit. It is hypocritical to claim to be centered about the massive concerned about the massive death toll on innocent civilians and the turnaround and welcome the person responsible for these war crimes to the Capitol, said the Democratic lawmaker. And not to mention the day before they were threatened, they're not our Congress. They're not a legitimate, they're a fucking rogue, fucking international corporate mafia, fucking King Chuck fucking government is what they are. And they're not our fucking government. We never gave them any fucking power. But at the same time, these war crimes to the Capitol, said the Democratic lawmaker, they're not our, any one of you. Try to tell yourself that those motherfuckers represent you to the smallest iota, I dare you. They do not represent, they represent everybody else in the goddamn world but the American nationals, the people who own this fucking country, the people they have defrauded out of this fucking land, the people that they're going to give it back to. That and all the fucking goddamn wealth you have stolen, you sorry son of a bitch and kike bastards, said the Democratic lawmaker. Their silence is betrayal, and history will remember them accordingly. It sure as hell will. If our people ever grow the fucking guts and the fucking spines and fucking straighten this shit out, our government must stop supporting and funding this genocide. Now, they ain't my fucking government, and it ain't your fucking government. If you think it is, you've been duped. It's a fucking fraud, and we all know it. Now, she added. Some lawmakers, including Senator Bernie Sanders, fucking so he's the first one to come out as a socialist communist fucking pig, are expected to skip Netanyahu's address. I mean, I don't really get it. I mean, you're a communist. They created communists, you son of a bitch. I mean, what are you trying to act? What are you wanting to? You really see the war crimes coming up? Do you really? I don't think they got the guts for it. Thousands plan to protest Netanyahu's visit this week in demonstrations demanding a ceasefire in Gaza, genocide, flouting a UN Security Council resolution demanding an immediate ceasefire. Israel has faced international condemnation amid its continued brutal offense on Gaza. And it is a brutal fucking, it's barbaric. Currently on trial before the International Court of Justice for Genocide against Palestinians, Israel has been waging a devastating war on Gaza since October 7th. And just this last fucking few, and since they went into Raza, whatever in the hell the name it is, we have seen some, they topped everything else they done. I mean, just goddamn, when you're sniping little fucking goddamn toddlers, you sick in the head son of a bitches. According to Gaza's Ministry of Health, 39,090 Palestinians have been killed. I don't buy that fucking number. And 90,147 wounded in Israel's ongoing genocide in Gaza starting on October 7th. We're bringing October 7th up because October, if you're going to bring it up, call it out for what it is, a false fucking flag, proven false flag. And he's still, that son of a bitch brought it up yesterday. That shows you it was just, they thought they would come out there with the clapping seals and they would change somebody's fucking mind. Wrong. Moreover, at least 11,000 people are unaccounted for, presumed dead under the rubble of their home throughout the strip. And that's what I think about a little kid. Just think about being a little kid, you know, old enough to... You know, it's 8, 9 years old enough to understand I'm trapped in a goddamn, in hell, and fucking dying slowly of no fucking water. Even if you could breathe, no fucking water would kill you probably first. And the slow, miserable death in the, while the fucking goddamn kike son of a bitches stand up there and laugh about it. And then they'll bulldoze over your fucking body and put up a condominium for one of their fucking people. Israel says that 1,200 soldiers and civilians were killed during the Al-Quazza flood operation. On October 7th, Israeli media published reports suggesting that many Israelis were killed on that day by friendly fire. I mean, it's either debunking it. It's already been debunked, completely fucking debunked. And so quit reporting it. Just refuse to put it up. When he says it, just fucking ignore it, because it should be ignored because it didn't fucking happen. Just like the fucking coronavirus. Ignore it. It didn't happen. It's a lie. Coronavirus never existed. Palestinian international organizations say the majority of those killed and wounded are women and children. Well, yeah, that's the way it goes. That's who you go after, isn't it, you tough motherfuckers? The Israeli war has resulted in an acute famine. Mostly in northern Gaza. I got another thing that killed. Talk him sitting there. We brought in all this and the aid and the clapping. So, you lying piece of fucking trash. What about the goddamn aid fucking caravan with the, where the missile went right through the roof of the fucking goddamn car? I guess that didn't happen. None of that shit happened, did it, Netanyahu, you piece of shit? Get out of my country. I'm the sovereign national of this fucking country. The motherfuckers you're dealing with are fucking treasonous pieces of shit who have declared war against we the fucking people. You better get out, motherfucker. You slime ball, you fucking murderer. Gaza resulting in the death of many Palestinians, mostly children. The Israeli aggression has also resulted in the forceful displacement of nearly 2 million people from all over the Gaza Strip, with the vast majority of the displaced forced to the densely crowded southern city of Rafah, that's what I was thinking of earlier, near the border with Egypt in what has become Palestine's largest mass exodus since 1948. But that ain't happening. They're over there, they're petting the children, and they're fucking, and they're making friends with the fucking Palestinians. Didn't you hear fucking that lying piece? I mean, a motherfucker that knows that we have, you know, our internet, we've seen it. We've seen your hand, you work, son, you barbaric bastard. And you stand there and you get some barking seals that you have pictures of in compromising positions, fucking poodles. And you think that's going to, I think you fucking made it worse, buddy. Later in the war, hundreds of thousands of Palestinians began moving from the south to central Gaza in a constant search of safety. And that's that article. See what else we got. Trump's new VP is at the top, but, you know, he's a Jew. I mean, I watched, there's a video, and you watch it, and it's these guys with the Jew. I mean, you're talking about Orthodox Jews, the long, you know, the big hats and the fucking ponytails and all that fucking shit jamming for him, and fucking what a wonderful son of a bitch. Well, that's why he's going to be Trump's handler, no doubt.
Hey,
the rest, yes, sir.
Yeah, the only thing I got out of that speech is that the protesters are terrorists, and that's the best they can come up with.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, you know, I do not like the waving of the fucking goddamn Palestinian flag. This is not Palestine. It would look actually better if it were the fucking goddamn Bill of Rights flag. That means these are American nationals. The people who fucking own and run this fucking country, the people with the jurisdictional authority telling you fucking you're a fucking goddamn genocidal piece of shit. But they are, you know, it's just like with the I'll get it in a second here. Fuck, what are they called? The 99%ers or some kind of shit. When they did that, as soon as it got started getting fucking, you know, there's power in people. I mean, you start getting large numbers. Here come those fucking communists. Here come those communists. You don't wave no flag in this fucking country, but the Bill of Rights flag or the Gadsden. That is the people's flags. That fucking Stars and Stripes is goddamn, that is the flag of a fucking government that never fucking was. It's a flag of fraud. It's a flag of fucking duplicity. It's a flag of murder. It's a flag of fucking goddamn empire. And it is not the flag of the individual free sovereign nationals. And that's for goddamn sure. And I don't care who don't like it. Get on down here. Pentagon's new Arctic strategy aims to counter China-Russia partnership. And it's just something they're throwing into, you know, because we got to keep everybody fucking just, well, we could get in a nuclear war. Oh, a nuclear war would be peaceful compared to what we're living through. This is how Kamala Harris reacted when asked about bombing refugee camps and mass murdering innocents in Gaza. We are not telling Israel how to conduct this war. No, but you're participating in fucking genocide, you whore. You two-bit fucking nobody nothing whore. And you can't be vice president, you foreign whore. Never could. When everything gets straightened out, these are the things that will be taken care of. Republican Representative Thomas Massey says he won't attend Netanyahu's war rally. Tells off AIPAC. Well, I mean, there's some people that are seeing the writing on the wall, and I tell you what, Netanyahu wouldn't make no stops coming here. And they put out those international warrants. There's going to be a lot of places that son of a bitch can't go. If he lands, he'll be fucking arrested. But it should be such a thing as just, the fucking NATO, the army, goes and fucking gets his ass. I mean, for what this son of a bitch has done, it's the lowest of the fucking low. Admit it. It's by Chris Manahan, Information Liberation. Kentucky Representative Massey, Republican, on Wednesday announced he will not be attending Israel Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's address to Congress and told AIPAC directly that they can smear him all they like, but he will not take part in their war rally. And that's what he tried to make it. I mean, I thought it was a pathetic performance, even as a performance. Michigan Representative Rashida Tlaib, Democrat, also put out a surprisingly bold statement condemning Netanyahu's planned speech to Congress. And that's it, you know, but it's bad enough we're sitting here watching this brutal, barbaric, on little kids, genocide. And then the son of a bitch comes and we put the barking seals in front of you and act like it's a, hey, listen, around the world there, this ain't our people. This is the rogue occupational force. We don't like the motherfuckers no better than you do. In fact, when we take this country back by our law, we'll give them over to you. That's who get to prosecute old Benjamin Netanyahu. We'll give the Bushes over to the goddamn Iraqis. That's where they committed their crimes. Their crimes against humanity. Their genocide against children. Her full statement reads, Netanyahu is a war criminal committing genocide against the Palestinian people. It is utterly disgraceful that the leaders from both parties have invited him to address Congress. He should be arrested and sent to the International Criminal Court. What for? They have no jurisdiction. They have no enforcement mechanisms. Unless you happen to be a German, I guess. Since 1948, the U.S. has provided more than 100, we're reiterating on another article, which we don't need to do because we have plenty of articles. But I think you get the point. Let's see here. We've got Netanyahu wants American men to fight a war with Iran. Yeah, telling us that the war, Iran is at war with America, don't you know? And that's why, and Israel's over there protecting us. Did you guys know that? I heard the son of a bitch say it. I never heard nothing so stupid in all my days. Yeah, I'll tell you what, if you believe that's what it is, we'll pull America out. I want America pulled clear out, no more aid to you. And you see if you can whip them Arabs. And see if they're a bit afraid of you or if they're afraid of the United States empire that is not supposed to be, you kike, low-life piece of Zionist shit. Hezbollah launches retaliatory drones on northern Israel after deadly drone strike. I'm sure they did. It's by Jason Ditz. Looks like it is. D-I-T-Z, Ditz. Antiwar.com, Hezbollah responded to an Israeli drone strike earlier Tuesday by launching a flurry of drone attacks against Mount Neria. An Israeli spokesman also reporting drone attacks near Mount Miron and rocket fire against the city of Kiryat Shemona. In northern Israel, what somebody dared shoot back at the people trying to murder them? Oh, those bastards, they got to die. We got to get come draft my grandchildren, get them over there, get them and put them in the meat machine. We got to, this country was founded on the concept of defending Israel. Can you believe that was said? Israel didn't even this whole bullshit thing didn't even exist in 1948. But that's what the United States was founded on, was the defense. No, it has to be the defense of Jews. No, wait a minute, because the word Jew didn't come around until the 1930s. What exactly do you mean? And then threaten people, anybody that says, that criticizes these genocidal monsters, threaten them with jail? I think we know what you are. In addition, Hezbollah... Pardon.
Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you. Right. They have that land from the Rothschilds, Israel Greater Project, 1947. I don't know if you heard about that, when they just stole the land.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Lord Rothschilds has the original document, or he did till he died.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, a lot of people don't understand that. Like, they think, a lot of people where I live at, they think that that Israel has the right to do what they're doing from because they're the chosen people of God and because it's in the Bible. And I said, you're not learning your history. That's the problem.
That's a fact.
Yeah, the history.
Because it was just a good old, the top good old boy deal. And it was planned. It had been planned.
Yeah.
They wanted to do it after World War One. They wanted, you know, I think it had 8 points of fucking Wilson or whatever in the shit it was. That was one of the things they wanted to do. But Great Britain had no fucking goddamn hold on Palestine. They just, I'm the king, and you know, I'm gonna ride it out and give it to my fucking cousin Lord Rothschild over here, and all of a sudden we're gonna take the fucking Palestinians' country away from them and give them to our fucking Jew brethren. That's what happened. In addition, Hezbollah rockets were fired against the Western Galilee settlement of Tesurel for the first time. Israel reports are that two Israelis were wounded in the attacks. Well, we got to kill like 5,000 fucking Palestinian children for those two fucking assholes that were killed, because everybody knows that one Israeli life is worth all the other life on this fucking planet. They've let us know. I mean, look at the shit that they've said to us that we've had in the fucking goddamn videos, like that fucking principal the other day talking about how they teach their fucking kids. Think about it. They're telling you right off, you're a fucking dog, and we spit on you because we fucking despise your fucking asses. And these Judeo-Christians over there, fucking go over there and fucking to Jerusalem and start fucking preaching on the corner. See what happens to your fucking goddamn Judeo ass. The reported drone strike targeted a vehicle in the village that was used to sell candy and snacks to locals. Yeah, that's what you go after, the hard targets. Israeli warplanes are also reported to have broken the sound barrier over Lebanese capital city of Beirut, producing two loud booms and rattling nerves. Such incidents are not unheard of, but why Israel is doing this right now is not clear. Israel did not offer any comments on the matter. The reason they're doing it is because he was coming here. He wants to take your fucking children, draft them into the United Nations fucking goddamn army, because he has no authority to fucking draft any fucking body. They never had no authority to draft any fucking body, and they know it. It would require due process of the law, and that would require the notion that they were above us and that they ruled us, and they never ruled us. They remember, public servant. That means you're beneath me, you son of a bitch.
Hey, Henry.
Yes, sir.
We're supposed to have a militia in America, not, like, I know people worship the military and all that stupid shit, but that's a corporation, but we're supposed to have a militia. The people are.
Well, yeah, we're all supposed to have a militia.
After World War II, when World War II happened, that's when they were sidetracking the people, and they were chipping away, and then they got the Federal Reserve in there. And then that's how they started printing money after, because of all the sidetracks, and then dividing people and then putting them in the left-right bullshit. And it just kept chipping away, and now we're in 2024, and they're doing the same exact thing.
Well, the thing is, see, they convinced people that you could only form a militia through the state, when in fact the body of the people is the militia. You're born into the militia.
Exactly.
By the time you're 14 to 45, you are in the fucking militia. And that's not the goddamn government control of the militia. That's the militia that's there as the fucking final goddamn check and balance on these fucking monsters. That's the one that it should be activated. That's the one that should be fighting 10 years ago. But it isn't. And they took all the state militias that they had and called them fucking National Guard, and now they're under the control of the, well, it's not the federal government, it's the fucking head corporation, the head corporate body. They're under the control of the head corporate body and can be sent to other fucking countries to fight. That ain't the way it was supposed to work. And if there was ever an army raised, the Congress had to raise it. They had to say specifically what it was being raised for. who they were going to fight, how long the fight was going to take, and how much resources it was going to take. That's why Congress was supposed to declare war, not these goddamn madmen like fucking Trump and fucking Biden, or even and Obama, and fucking goddamn Bill Clinton. He attacked goddamn, Serbia. But I mean, they just said, well, yeah, no, you don't, you son of a bitch. That gets you hung. You don't take us into foreign entanglements. You do not have our permission. The way you get our permission, if it was worked, if it's never been a constitution, that's the problem. And there was never representation for the people. That's the problem. And for anybody to pretend that there's representation now is a fucking fool. But the bottom line is it was supposed to be the Congress. The representatives of the people were the only ones that could declare a war. But then they, you know, started with their legalese and their acts and their bullshit that is not fucking law. Could never be fucking law because it came from a fucking soured document known as the fucking Constitution that never fucking was. They never had authority. We never gave them authority. At any rate, it's been more and more just like this Project 25 to put more fuck. I mean, you're going to make Trump a fucking goddamn. You watch what dictator this motherfucker turns out to be. And you better have your wits about you. You better have your head right because he'll do a blitzkrieg on your ass. And you better be ready to fucking shoot it out with him. And don't, I mean, he's thinking like that fucking goddamn regimental commander that went to fucking Lexington Concord. We'll go in and we'll just be so fucking brutal. Everybody else will just hand their guns over. Well, no, we won't. We ain't gonna hand shit over to you. You can have the bullets, but you may get the guns, but you won't get them from a live person. You son of a bitches. You will have to pay for every one. And I'll tell you what, for the lack of operatives, it will stop and it will stop soon if everybody just at least stands up for their goddamn second article right to own and bear arms. I mean, that's what these people have always preached. Don't come from a gun. You can fuck my wife. You can rape my daughter. You can rape my dog. Don't you come from my gun. Well, we'll fucking see about that, won't we? What is clear is that tensions have been rising between Israel and Hezbollah for months, leading to escalatory attacks against one another across the border, with Israel openly threatening to expand the operation into full-scale invasion of Lebanon. They do not have the fucking troops. So what are they? What was he doing here? What's he doing here right now? They don't have the troops. They got a 7-front fucking war, and Israel is actually Iran is America's enemy. That's something he made fucking clear in his, it's America's enemy. And that's why we're your greatest ally, because we've been protecting you from Iran. Fucking bullshit. If it wasn't for the United States, Iran would come in and fucking bitch stomp you and fucking kick you to the fucking curb, you cocksucking kikes. And you know it. If that's the fact, then you don't need us then, do you? You don't need our fucking weaponry. You don't need our fucking, especially you're not going to get our fucking children or our grandchildren. You will not get them. If they fight, it will be on this fucking ground, this ground that is their fucking home. It will be for the defense of the fucking Bill of Rights. It will be to enforce the supreme, superior, absolute, unalienable law of December 15, 1791, like it was last time. Only you're not going to hijack it this time. And every son of a bitch involved in fucking with it in any way, but fucking going along and doing their part, is going to go up against the fucking wall and you're going in the goddamn ground. If you don't do this, people, in a couple hundred years, 150 years, you get another generation has to live like we had to live. And I don't know about you guys, but it wasn't fucking a really good fucking experience. I mean, I was in one of the freest places in the country, but still, when you so go to, like my fourth grade teacher said, when you go to challenge authority and you're met with the fucking slap in the fucking face, I don't think that's fucking legitimate authority. Do you? But then they'll be the first ones. And then And they'll tell people, I ain't getting slapped in the face. But pretty soon, you're going to see everybody's going to get slapped in the fucking face because they want everything you fucking have. Don't you never fucking doubt it. They want to be able to fucking rape your little children. They didn't want to be able to do anything. They told you. They want you to worship them. The sick in the head son of a bitches want you to worship them. Well, I ain't worshiping you, Jew. And I'm not fucking bending a knee to you, Jew. And I ain't kissing your fucking ring, Jew. You get the fuck out of my country. This is a fucking individual free sovereign national. The fucking true fucking, what's the word I'm looking for? I'm kind of pissed about that. The true sovereign of this fucking country. Just like you're a king, motherfucker, Chuck, I'm a fucking king in this goddamn country. And so is every other free individual, free sovereign national. Now, you get the fuck out of our goddamn country, you motherfucker, or we'll bitch stomp you. That's the way it's heading, you son of a bitches. You don't think it can happen. You just fucking wait and watch. Israel is in a position to launch such a war right now, with Israel already 9 months into brutal invasion of the Gaza Strip. No, they're not. That's why the prick was over here. You want your children, guys. Get it through your head. Go look at your children and think about how much you love them and think about what that dirty motherfucker wants to do to them. Wants to take them over there and fucking do the dying for the fucking kikes. You're going to die for a goddamn fucking Jews fucking conquest because they're empire building. They want the whole Ottoman Empire. And they ain't, only one way they can get it. But don't forget, we're so lucky to have those Jews over there to protect us from Iran. What a crock of fucking shit. And everybody fucking knows it. Anyway, we're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
Cause I'm the one that you see.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Jefferson.
Hey, when was the last time you sat down and had dinner with your kids? Talked about what's going on in their lives. Hey, when was the last time you just stopped and helped somebody out? I bet you can't remember. What a lot of people are saying, we'll change it for the better, but that don't interest me. I like the simple life the way it used to be. We left our doors wide open, we didn't need no key. I've been around the world, seen all there is to see. I'd trade all those memories for one more day how it used to be. I like the simple life. I wanna get up Sunday morning and go fishing with my boy. Watch the sunset kick back in my yard. Take my Harley on a real long lazy Sunday drive and do a little more nothing once in a while. Yeah, maybe kick my feet up, watch an old rerun on TV, laughing with old Barney, Andy and Amphi. I like the simple life the way it used to be. We left our doors wide open, we didn't need no key. I've been around the world, seen all there is to see. I'd trade all those memories for one more day how it used to be. I like the simple life. Yeah. trying to get. Life as we know it could be gone in a minute. I want to slip alive the way it used to be. We left our doors wide open, didn't need no key. I've been around the world, seen every hit to see. I've traded all those memories. One more day I'd like to slip alive.
You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5, Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail the... Well, you can't. Don't. I thank everybody. Reminds me, Katie, if you're listening, I got your correspondence yesterday. Thank you. And anyway, I'm your host, Henry Shively, and it is 12:50 Pacific time, and that was, of course, Lynyrd Skynyrd, or not Lynyrd Skynyrd, the wish it was, but with the Simple Life we listened to there at the break. Let's go back over to the sickening page, see what else we got going on. After the whole world, yeah, I love that too. After the whole world saw the horrific footage of the children being massacred in Gaza, Netanyahu now says there were no dead civilians. How many civilians were killed? Practically none. U.S. senators applaud that. No, they weren't U.S. senators. Those were, they put dresses on them and stuff. Those were fucking trained SEALs. Every time they were trained, every time he stopped talking to do that and stand up. I mean, fuck, give me a break. I'll tell you what, you miserable son of a bitches, you're the only fucking ones. And you better start thinking about that too. Thin-skinned Maine governor prefers social media criticism to police, and didn't really like that one. Speaker Johnson introduces Netanyahu in Congress as his excellency, and I did catch that when he did it. His excellency, Benjamin Netanyahu. His excellency. You're not excellency, you motherfucker. You're a war criminal. I mean, you might as well introduce Idi Amin that way. This motherfucker's on a par with Idi Amin, in my fucking opinion. I don't know about the rest of you. Netanyahu demands U.S. expedite aid to Israel. Says Americans protesting Israel stand with evil. You are evil. That's a lie, because you're in there and they're out there. And he's standing by you, that you'd have to be in the same room. This is by Chris Manahan, Information Liberation. Israel Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu demanded the United States expedite military aid to Israel and said Americans protesting Israel's war, Israel's genocide, call it what it fucking is, Information Liberation, Israel's genocide, stand with evil, in a lie-filled speech. Yes, it was before lie-filled speech, you don't think everybody didn't know that before Congress on Wednesday afternoon. But those two things got people to do one thing that they hadn't done in a long time, got me to do something I hadn't done in a long time, and that was turn that fucking stupid box on. It's turned off now, but I turned it on, you know. I wanted to see what the game was. Israel's war stand with evil in a lie-filled speech before Congress. Okay, that's what they got, a bunch of comments here. If you don't support IDF soldiers among soldiers sniping toddlers, then you stand with evil, Netanyahu insisted, and he did. That's what he said. Well, no mention about him, little baby.
Hey, Henry.
Yes, sir.
Hey, that IDF, is that in Israel Defense Force?
Pardon?
Is that Israel IDF? Is that Israel's Defense Force?
Israeli Defense Force, yeah.
Oh, okay. I didn't know. I thought it was something else.
No, that's them. That's the murderers.
All right, well, thank you.
Not a problem. From NBC News, Netanyahu compares October 7 to Pearl fucking Harbor. Well, they were both false flags. I guess I can give him that. And criticizes protesters in addressing a Congress. Israel Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu on Wednesday delivered a impassioned speech to Congress, known to the clapping seals, taking on protesters inside the House chamber. And see, that's why they couldn't be with evil, because you were inside the House chamber and those gathered outside the Capitol, while emphasizing the importance of the U.S.-Israel relationship. Light D.C. 7-1940, December 7, 1941. I tell you, them motherfuckers, they'll stretch a lie like they'll stretch a penny. 1941 and September 11, 2001, Netanyahu said, both are false fucking flags, and this is a false fucking flag. October 7th is a day that will forever live in infamy. Well, I forgot it until I got up this morning and read it again in these fucking things, because it was nothing, and you're nothing.
Painful to watch.
Pardon?
It was painful to watch.
It was. It was painful to watch. Certainly was. Netanyahu also directly addressed the protests against his handling of the war. No, against the fucking genocide, you son of a bitch, in Gaza. Both on college campuses this spring and outside the Capitol as he spoke. Incredibly, many anti-Israeli protesters, many chose to stand with evil. And I told you, you're standing in that building. They're outside. They can't stand with evil because you're evil. They stand with Hamas. They stand with the rapists and the murderers. No, the IDF's in the field. He said later, accusing the protesters in Washington of being funded by Iran. Netanyahu also slammed the International Criminal Court, which issued an arrest warrant for him and other Israeli leaders for war crimes. The Israeli Prime Minister pushed back, for example, on the ICC accusing Israel of intentionally trying to starve Palestinians in Gaza, saying that Israel not only isn't blocking aid, but that Hamas is stealing it. I don't think it was Hamas that shot the hole in the top of that fucking aid truck, was it? I mean, that was a perfect fucking hole, and it stopped the fucking aid. And it wasn't the goddamn... who do you try to blame it on there? Hamas? It wasn't Hamas that was stopping those trucks before they could get into the zones. It was the settlers. Your settlers were out there and dumping it on the fucking ground and grinding with their feet and laughing about it. What the fuck do you think we can't see? We can't interpret? You really do fucking believe you're of some kind of higher order of fucking goddamn intelligence. You're not my... intellectual better, you're not even my intellectual equal, you fucking freak. The IDF admitted 2 weeks ago that they killed Israeli hostages in Hetzpatz, Be'eri, with tank shelling and a hail of bullets. But Netanyahu has the chutzpah to go before Congress and completely ignore it, while pushing debunked atrocity propaganda. And that's what it was. And even, how about the reporters, your mainstream reporters? I guess nothing's changed in the mainstream, has it? They're sitting there, they're going, wait, shouldn't they be going, how worse could our credibility get? We know this is a lie. Everybody fucking knows this is a lie. And we're just keep quiet. They have pictures of you fucking poodles. Keep quiet. Kudos to Republican Representative Thomas Massey and the others in Congress who refused to attend this disgusting display. Yeah, so you have to be rid of them. But I mean, this you do one good thing, like from this side, and then that fucker, you know, they'll stick you in the back from the other fucking side. That's how these son of a bitches work. I mean, just looking at this shit makes me want to puke. Police and riot gear are fighting with thousands of protesters that are approaching the U.S. Capitol. And he said, there are just a few. He started to say all the protesters, and he stopped himself. And he said, well, the few protesters that are out there, we're in the fucking few, bastard. And this is across the goddamn world. You motherfuckers have you've turned your cards. You better get ready for the goddamn payout. And this is a video, and it's worth watching. Russia could ban diesel exports again. Well, that should fucking help everybody out. It probably does. But let me see if I want to read that or something else. Absolute chaos at Union Station after U.S. Park police moved to prevent anti-Israel protesters from taking down U.S. flag. Arrests have been made. Park police withdrew after securing the U.S. flag. The mob chased them. I'll tell you what, you got a right to rip that fucker into fucking shreds. This is the land of the free. And that goddamn first article right has no conditions on it. I don't give a fuck what your goddamn government, fucking supreme, fucking pieces of shit socialist court says. They can offer nothing but opinions. And their opinions are not fucking law. They never have been, and they were never meant to be. And anybody with hat that knows anything about fucking law knows that. The day you can't tear up that fucking flag is the day they own your fucking ass, ain't it? In congressional address, Netanyahu slams American protesters and receives standing ovation. Well, when did every fucking three words he said, the trained seals jumped up. I watched it. It was fucking, I mean, you went too far. You revealed your fucking self, you fools. It shows how desperate you are for going goddamn thing. Anyway, by Dave DeCamp, AnnaWar.com, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu on Wednesday delivered an address to a joint session of Congress on Wednesday and spent a good portion of the speech attacking Americans who have been protesting Israel's genocidal campaign in Gaza. Yeah. You see what you don't get? I don't know, Benny. You don't know that we've seen the fucking footage? We've seen the fucking barbarity and the butchery of little fucking kids. We've seen you snipe little fucking toddlers, you creepy, sick son of a bitch. Netanyahu accused the pro-Palestinian protesters, which include many Jewish Americans, of being pro-Hamas and standing with evil. I told you they couldn't stand with evil. You were in the fucking halls of Congress. They were outside. And said they should be ashamed of themselves. The majority of the lawmakers in the chamber responded with standing ovation. Watch it just for a few minutes and tell me that. I mean, I think they realized, because now when I watch the fucking where they show little clips of it, because I'm looking to see what the people are doing out there, and they're turning worse. I mean, they see what's going on. But, I mean, they when it was going on, they were showing the trained seals every fucking words. Every other word the son of a bitch said. It was, and now they're doing it, and they're just showing, like, a few people, like, a good applause and like that instead of the... I mean, you talk about, I don't know, in that movie, fucking Yellowbeard, anyone caught overacting will be dispatched with heavenly force. You talk about overacting. Everybody there was going for the fucking Emmy as a fucking goddamn trained seal. Oh, man. He also repeated unsubstantiated claims that Iran was funding the protests in the U.S. They want to disrupt America. Now, you're the ones disrupting America. You're the one, the reason they were out there. Netanyahu said, referring to Iran, For all we know, Iran is funding the anti-Israel protests that are going on right now outside this building. Well, I have a message for these protesters, do you? When the tyrants of Tehran, who hang guys from cranes and murder women for not, when they hang gays, from cranes, well, that's all right with me, and murder women for not covering their hair, are praising and promoting and funding you, you have officially become Iran's useful idiots. Well, I don't know that they killed their women. I hope they hang the gays from fucking cranes. That's not a bad idea. People protesting Netanyahu include family members of the Israeli hostages, who are being held in Gaza, who wore shirts inside the chamber during his address that said, seal the deal now. And as the Israeli leader has been working to sabotage the chances of an agreement with Hamas to free the hostages, several of the hostage family members were reportedly removed by police and arrested because this lying son of a bitch. We have a right to defend ourselves and get our hostages back. All you got to fucking do is stop fucking murdering little fucking kids. But you, I heard you talk about your goddamn Bible verse and stuff where you have to kill every fucking one of them. You think you're going to get away with it, you little monster, you little Jewish Idi Amin. But you're not. You're not going to get away with it. I don't care. Look at these punks behind you. What are they going to do for you? What are you going to do when the fucking men step up after your ass, you murdering son of a bitch? Let's see what we got going here. A small number of Democratic lawmakers did not stand up to applaud Netanyahu during much of his speech, and about half the Democrats in the House and Senate, it doesn't matter, they bullshit through the same hole. Senate skipped the address. Representative Shia Taleb, Democrat, Minnesota, the only Palestinian-American in Congress, and there's no such thing as a Palestinian-American. You're either a Palestinian or you're American. How much better does it look when you stand up as a fucking American with a goddamn Bill of Rights flag in your hand and a Gaston flag and say, Netanyahu's a murdering son of a bitch and we don't back him? How much more potent would that be? No, you communist little son of a bitches, you got to get in there and you got to try and throw in some fucking communists because you're fucking so desperate for power that you're never going to fucking have. And when you make your fucking move, you're going to get fucking creamed and you know it. So you're not helping the cause of these fucking little children, these little fucking toddlers getting shot. You're not helping because you're pissing people off and it's pissing people off that otherwise would be on your fucking side, you stupid asses. America in Congress attended and was spotted holding a sign that said war criminal. So these are people that was in there. All they were doing is holding signs, but you don't speak against King Netanyahu. You bend a knee and you kiss the fucking ring. Look at this piece of shit. One article I read said he even brought dirty laundry with him so that the Americans could. I mean, this is the contempt that this little fucking mini-me, Idi Amin, has for the American people, that he has for the fucking, for our country, for our fucking goddamn sovereignty. I mean, you've infiltrated us, you motherfucker. You Israelis need to get the fuck out of here while you still can. These people are sick of your asses. We're sick of your murdering, genocidal asses. Anyways, guys, I've had about enough. I get tired like everybody else. So we're going to call it a day. I will not be here tomorrow. I have an appointment. But I will be back on Monday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast, The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches. And until then, we'll just act like this is Friday.
Man above.
Take care, brother.
I have done all I can do.
Cookies!